Quest presents an unabridged recording of Marius's Mules 8, Sons of Tyrannis, by S.J.A. Turney, narrated by Malk Williams. Marius's Mules, nickname acquired by the legions after the general Marius made it standard practice for the soldier to carry all of his kit about his person. Prologue. Aulus Vincentius stamped his feet in the cold morning air and blew into his frozen hands, his eyes playing across his meagre domain while the adjutant rattled on and on about supply routes and wagon capacities, traders' fees, and endless excruciating mundanities. The young, pink-faced clerk seemed oblivious to his commander's waning interest as he trotted out figures and facts that went unheard. Beyond the eager fellow, the depot that had been Vincentius's home and command, and prison for most of the winter, languished under a frost that had killed off all forms of optimistic life, as well as the commander's spirit. As a decurion, he had led a turmer of cavalry in the heroic actions at the foot of Alesia's slopes mere months ago, when the Gauls were making their last great bid for freedom. And now? Now the only time he drew his blade was to check it for the inevitable rust which he would then have the young clerk polish out for him while he rotted away in a sullen mood in his unpleasant quarters. His eyes drifted to that building which, even though he hated it with every fibre of his being, still looked inviting when compared to the cold outdoors and the monotonous reports of the adjutant. Home. A simple round structure with a stone base as high as the window sill and timber walls above, topped with a conical thatched roof that was home to a million dreadful spiders and which let in more weather than it kept out. And, next to that, a small shed which was young Plautus's accommodation. Other than those two structures, the entire complex consisted of six large supply sheds, one granary, a well and a stockade that would have trouble holding out against an onslaught of octogenarians. And the goat. Mustn't forget the goat. The stinking, noisy, over-affectionate goat. He wondered maliciously whether he should take pity on the goat and quarter it with Plautus. Since the collapse of the Great Rebellion, things had calmed down considerably in Gaul. There were still troubles here and there, and there were endless rumours of new revolts that would be raised in various quarters of the country.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?